Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's Joyce Keller. So happy you're with me. It's currently November 8th, 2023. Yes, one more Blog Talk Radio show. And if you miss it at this time, you can hear it anytime you want because Blog Talk Radio will keep it up for quite a while. Can't take live calls yet, but I've been doing the show about 8 years. I don't even know how long it's been. But I can take your emails if you'd like to contact me while I'm on the air for the next 29 and a half minutes. Email me. It's Joyce Keller. That's JoyceKeller TV radio at gmail.com. And I will see it and hopefully answer it while we're together in these next 29 minutes. So again, it's Joyce Keller, tvradio at gmail.com. My website is my name, joycekeller.com. The web is great, but it's also terrible. I really should look up and see what the web is saying about me. They said something like I'm 84 years old. Something like that. They're talking about my mother. But in any case, welcome. And tomorrow night, Thursday night, I do a live call-in show also on Blog Talk Radio with the one and only Ryan McCormick as my co-host. And we will be taking your phone calls and I think emails. I'm not sure. Call in. It's Messages from Heaven. And this is tomorrow night, Thursday night, 9 p.m. in the New York area. I'll repeat that again. Messages from Heaven. Blog Talk Radio. 9 p.m. New York time. And here's the phone number. Write it down, please. 515-602-9623. Excuse me. Might have to have a little something. A little water. Be nice. Thank you. Okay. Again, Thursday night, 9 p.m. in the New York area. It goes around the world, but it's Eastern time. 9 p.m. Here's the number. 515-602-9623. Tomorrow night, Thursday night. Okay. My website is joycekeller.com. I love people who write to me. And because my name, Joyce, rhymes with voice, they write J-O-I-C-E. No, it's J-O-Y, like joy, time for joy, if I got all that right. Well, I was, so much going on. I was just on Coast to Coast again with George Nuri. And I did the unthinkable. They have millions and millions of listeners because it goes around the world. And I said, folks, if you're in trouble and you're out of work or you're sick or, you know, filling the spaces and you're really having a hard time, contact me and I'll help you. And, you know, universe will take care of it. So many of my friends have warned me not to do that. I can see why. A lot of people paid. They went to PayPal on my website. They ordered readings. God bless those people, too. But a lot of people said, I can't pay you, but here's my problem. And believe me, the problems are terrible. You know who's having, I think, the worst time of all? I think it's the truckers, the trucking industry, because they're out of work, and technology is taking over their jobs, or changes are occurring mechanically. I'm not sure exactly why the trucking industry is a problem, but it really is. So the truckers listen to Coast overnight because it's on till, I was on till 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was so wired I couldn't go to sleep. So I started doing readings again. Oh. In any case, I'm recovering. things getting back to normal, where I just do a few readings a day, some by phone, some by email, some by carrier pigeon, smoke signal, whatever you want. I have to have a drink. A little water. Thank you. Okay. I hope you got all that. Don't make me repeat all that, okay? Let's see if any emails are coming in. I'm laughing because some emails are very funny. Okay, one email says, what is God? Good question. I received the same question on my radio, my other radio show, and Coast. What is God? Well, it's not some old guy in the sky with a long beard. That I can tell you for sure. I know the ancients of days supposed to have looked like that. But to me, God consciousness is a divine energy, a divine force. And yet it's very personal. I know it's hard to believe. It's hard to comprehend. But our prayers are heard and our gratitude is appreciated. I think about this little story about two angels who are sitting in heaven, and each of the two angels has a little desk in front of him or her. And one angel is very, very, very busy. And that angel is receiving requests for healing, requests for money, requests for a love, someone to love, soulmate, you know, the usual questions, things that we all want. So that angel is very busy. A lot of requests coming in. They're coming in telepathically. They're coming in by cosmic requests. You know, all kinds of ways. Prayers, you know. And then the other angel is sitting there, and he has absolutely nothing to do. He's just kind of leaning on his cosmic elbow. Busy angel says to the other angel, excuse me, why are you sitting there doing nothing? What's your job anyway? He says, well, I'm the angel who receives gratitude. Oh, here comes one. Always express gratitude. Even if you're in a dire situation where you can't see your way out, really terrible situation, say, thank you, God. I know you're going to take care of me. I know everything's going to be fine. One way or another, God is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. I'll repeat that. Because God is omnipresent, which means the energy is everywhere. If you are breathing and alive, God is within you. God is omniscient. He knows everything, or he knows everything. And omnipotent, all-powering. You can say, oh, well, that's crazy, because if that was true, why would there be so much suffering in the world? It's a war. Ukraine and Jerusalem, you know, all of what's going on now, people are being tortured and killed and everything. Because, from my understanding, what my own teachers have told me is that on the earth, we have the law of non-interference and free will. In other words, they can only interfere at a certain point. A lot of karma is being worked out, not always. So there's a lot of injustice on the earth, and everything goes into the Akashic record. Every breath you take, every move you make, all of that is recorded. While you're a person, while you're alive, everything you do, every thought, word, deed, and action, you think no one's watching? That's not true. Because when you come into an incarnation, you're born, you have everything recorded in the Akashic record, A-K-A-S-H-I-C. Educate the many people to be aware of the fact that our deeds count. Our prayers are heard. Express gratitude. Even if you say, I have nothing to be grateful for. Well, there must be something. Somebody always has a worse situation than you have. A lot of people are homeless now. I know that. They're on drugs. They're trying to get off drugs. I have to have another sip. Sorry, but I'm very dry today. I live in Florida. I think it's very dry here. I'm not sure. I heard that the hurricane season is very, very happy about that because I really don't like hurricanes. So back to what I was saying, all of our thoughts, actions, and deeds count. Let's see, we have readings coming, requests for readings. Let's see, all right. From Mahanda? Mahanda, is that correct, Mahanda? Send me your birthday. Okay, Mahanda, 11-12-62. Okay, thank you, Mahanda. And your question is about love. Oh, wow. Where is your soulmate? I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. I'm just doing this too long, that's all. And I know what people want. Mahanda, that's a beautiful name, Mahanda. By the way, happy birthday, a little bit early. In 4 days, you're going to have another birthday. You're not old. Come on, you're born 1962. You're young. Okay, Mahanda. I have someone telling me that you're going to be with someone named Alex, A-L-E-X. And this is someone you have known for quite a while. So you're going to be linking up with him again. Now, I don't know if that's correct. Let me know, Mahanda, if that makes sense to you. But I do see a very nice relationship with, I believe, a man named Alex. A lot of people are gay, as we all know. And so I can't just assume that it's a male-female thing. So when I get the name Alex, I'm assuming it's a male, but not necessarily so. Okay. Don't forget, I have a new show starting Thursday night. We've been on for a few weeks. I've been on with Ryan McCormick. And the live, again, the number Thursday night, not today, but Thursday night, is 515-602-9623. And the name of the show on Blog Talk Radio is Messages from Heaven. And we are live at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. You know, when I did Coast to Coast, I forgot that it was 3 hours earlier for them. So they, you know, because they're coming from California. You know, they broadcast from California. So I was wondering why they all sound so perky. That's because it's 3 hours earlier. So when I finished, the sun was coming up. Did you turn your clocks back? That's another confusion. I didn't know what time it was. Wasn't there a song like that? I didn't know what time it was. Okay, in any case, music is what I wanted to tell you about. The importance of music. And when your energy is low or you're feeling depressed or discouraged, turn on some upbeat music. Not rap. Rap is not necessarily great. Depends, you know. Most rap is not high enough vibration for most people. So you turn on music, and if you're at all capable of moving, even if you're in a wheelchair, my mother was in a wheelchair, and she still tried to dance. She had braces and crutches. She was still trying. She was moving as much as she could. And the second thing is, especially if you're feeling depressed or under the weather, try to have sunshine. I have a lot of people who are in jail. A lot of my followers, don't ask. I track people in jail, truckers, people who want to connect to their lost loved ones, unemployed people. Yes, my life is very cheerful. But my parents called me Joy for a reason. I said, what's the reason? And they said, because laughing is important and you will bring joy to people. I said, oh, really? I don't feel so joyful. They said, that's fine. You'll be joyful in no time at all. So I have always tried to laugh and to find the bright side, whatever it is. And Coast to Coast, I was telling Nuri about the time when my mother passed away, she had always told us, you have to laugh and you have to have fun. No matter how bleak, no matter how sad things are, you still have to laugh. You still have to find fun and joy. That's why your name is Joy. Okay, so, all right, okay, Ma. So we always laughed. We laughed at all the wrong times, at all the wrong things. We always laughed, and my father said, "What are you all laughing about?" I said, "Because we're having fun." So when my mother passed away, I heard the message in my head. I said, "Oh, I feel so sad. I lost my mom." And so my brother and sister and I were standing by the gravesite, and all feeling really bad because they were going to bury my mother. And just then the undertaker came around and he gave everybody a rose. And he said, "At the right moment, after we say prayers, we're going to throw the roses into the casket," which is being lowered as we speak. This is not good. Okay. So at that moment, a big gust of wind came along and carried the rose in my brother's hand away, like two grave sites away. And the rose landed on somebody else's grave. So we all looked at it and said, "You better go get it." So my brother said, "Okay." So he went jumping over the grave, exposing his underwear, and I didn't even look at his rear end. I really don't know. But everyone started to laugh so much. We were laughing so much because he came bouncing back with the rose and his pants were torn open. And he said, "I don't think this is funny." We're all laughing. And he said, "You know, Mommy always wanted us to laugh, and she made it happen." So, indeed, laughing is important. We have emails coming in. I should pay attention, right? Okay. From Melissa. Okay, let's see, Melissa. Melissa is asking about moving. Oh, that's a good question. Melissa, she's living in a homeless shelter and one daughter. Wow. Okay, Melissa, what's your birthday? Okay, it's 12/1/61 for the folks who are following along. So Melissa and her sweet daughter want to get out of the homeless shelter. Melissa, I think you're going to be there almost like before Christmas. Like today is November 8th. I think right before Christmas, one of your old friends, I believe, is going to ask you to move in with her, daughter, and move in with her, and you're going to spend Christmas with her, with your friend. I see that happening very clearly. So you're going to be there for quite a while, and you may move in with her and until you get back on your feet again and you start working again. Because I just see a nice job for you. So you're going to start working again, and you'll be fine. So either you contact your friend or she contacts you. I'm not sure. I have to have a sip. Sorry, I'm so thirsty today. I think I must have eaten something salty. I don't know what I had. I don't know. Okay, let's see what we have here. What's going on for Aries this coming year? Oh, well, you're going to be, your patience is on the line. Oh, you have a lot, you need to have more patience. You have a challenge coming up around the beginning of January. You're going to be fine with that, Aries. Aries, you just asked that question. That goes for all Aries. Take it easy. So hard on yourself. Okay. Let's see. Here's a person who was born March 24th. Wow, that's the same day as an upcoming lunar eclipse. Now, when you're born on the day of eclipse, that's in the year 2024. We have an eclipse, a lunar eclipse on March 24th. This person is asking about his life and about life changes. Well, let me tell you, if you're born on an eclipse or the day before or the day after, your life is going to change completely. It's an open door anymore. I want to do something totally different. And that's the eclipse energy. It's like a whole new beginning. So for Tom, born on March 24th, expect a huge change. Now, in this year, 2024, the eclipses that are coming up, there are four eclipses. Now, pay attention. If you're born on any of these days, or before or after, like one day before, one day after, and eclipses take a while to kick in, but the energy definitely is there, and it affects everybody. So the first eclipse in 2024 is March 24th, okay? That's a lunar eclipse. The second eclipse is a total eclipse, the total solar eclipse on, get ready folks, April 8th. Changes, okay? The next is a partial lunar eclipse. That's not too powerful. That's on September 18th. So if you're born a day or two on either side of September 18th, big changes this year for the better. Yeah, I always say for the better. If you expect the best, that's what you'll get. So don't be negative. Okay. And the last eclipse of 2024 is October 2nd. That's an annual solar eclipse. That's kind of powerful. That's when I lose weight. Okay. Well, a lot of people are using the Mediterranean diet. It depends a lot on your blood type. There are some blood types like type O, which is like almost half, like 47% of the population is either type O positive or negative. And those people lose weight with, I hate to say it, meat, M-E-A-T. You have to have some meat in your diet. The other blood types might do well as vegetarians. They don't have enough protein. You need protein, and you need exercise. Come on, you've got to get out and walk. You have to exercise. And I have a little, where's my counter? Here, I'll do it for you. This is it. Each step you take, can you hear this? I'll put it on my microphone. You hear that? That's my counter. It counts the steps. I have to tell you, I'm not doing that great. I'm only up to like 3,000 steps a day. Ryan McCormick does something like 30,000 steps a day. We'll discuss that tomorrow night. But that's my counter in any case. Okay. If you would like to have serenity or healing or sleep better, lose weight, I'm going to tell you secrets of all of the above, called HZ frequency. You put on headphones and use various frequencies. For instance, you put in 528 HZ, H as in Harry, Z as in zebra, 28 HZ. You have your headphones on and you're going to hear out of both of your headphones frequencies. And 528 is the most basic all-around frequency. The God frequency is 444. Okay? I hope you're writing this down. More energy. Like if you're out jogging or you say, Jay, I feel kind of weak. I don't think I want to jog today or walk today. That's 417 HZ. If you have pain or swelling or inflammation and you want to heal your body, it's 174 HZ. Please write this down. Don't make me repeat it, okay? If you want to lose weight, woo-hoo! If you want to lose weight, that's 280 HZ. I think HZ stands for frequency. Just go to your website, go to your computer, cell phone, whatever, put in various HZ, like for the God frequency, that's 444 HZ. Just, that's all you have to put in. Put your headphones on and listen to it. Meditate, close your eyes, relax. If you're feeling anxious, 432 HZ. You're so worried, you have so many things coming up. You're afraid, you're worried, you're concerned, 432 HZ. Don't forget, go to my website, Joyce Keller, to order a reading, or if I can help you in any way, I will do my very best for you. If you want to email me, you can do that, Joyce Keller, T ATVRadio@gmail.com. Let's see what Mark has to say. Mark says, I'm not technical. Okay. Okay, all right. So, you know, sometimes we have to rethink our priorities, right? We have to figure out something else. If one thing is not working, you have a job that you absolutely hate. Your job. Oh, you're in the wrong field, folks. You have to change. You have to be retrained. You have to rethink. In 2 seconds, what's the thing you love to do most of all? What do you really love? Art? You like to do artwork? Oh, that's terrific. But why aren't you doing it? Because you can't make money at it. That's true. But while you're painting or creating art, you might be inspired about what you should be doing. So do what your heart tells you to do. Answer that question quickly. What do I really love to do? That's the question. What do I love? And that's the answer. Gemini, I love to reach out, help people, talk to people, communicate with people. And because I'm a Gemini, I have that other side, the twin. The twin that goes into hiding and says, I'm not here, I'm hiding. Oh, let's see what else. What else do we have here? Okay, from Tommy. Tommy needs a car. Tommy, you're going to be getting a car, Tommy, but it's not right away. It's like within another month. So do you have a bike? You have a bike you can use until then. You're going to have enough money in about a month from now. You have to save up a little. In the meantime, if you have to walk. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. Don't blame me. A lot of people say, well, I don't like that answer. Sometimes you have to rethink your priorities. And you have to say, well, maybe I have to walk for a while. A lot of people lose their licenses, and they have a choice of driving without a license, which is a very bad idea, or walking. Or getting a, don't hitchhike, too. Don't hitchhike. It's not safe. That's what my mother told me. She said, don't hitchhike. When I grew up, it wasn't safe even then. You know, I would try to hitchhike walking home from school, and trucks would stop because I was young and cute. I was 12 years old. So I said, no, never mind. Hitchhiking is not a good idea. So, look, I love all of you so very much. Go to my website, joycekeller.com. I'm here for you. Thank you. Good luck, and God bless you. Don't drive faster than your angels can fly. I love you. Thank you. Bye. It's Joyce.